I know you all will think I'm weird if for no other reason, which is unlikely, than this one, and that is that every morning when I come to the office here, I turn on my computer, and I have a music service on it, and I turn on the same song every morning. I hit private session so the world doesn't know that I listen to the same song every morning. But the song is something called The Way It Is, and the words in it talk about poverty, about prejudice, about racial bias, about economic oppression. And the chorus says, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Except in the final version of the chorus, it says those things and then says, oh, but don't you believe it? The song to me is a modern day version of Jeremiah's familiar lament. Is there no balm in Gilead? Gilead was a place that was known for the tree that yields a very soothing ointment, and yet the people there were suffering. Here we are in this country that has so many gifts. The world is twisted and disordered, and it brings us stress and anxiety and fear. And we have all these gifts. Shouldn't someone do something? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. I'm afraid that we live in a time of resignation and despair and frustration and anger. And if we try, we can think of plenty of good reasons that the balm of Gilead has become scarce and ineffective. The problems are too overwhelming, we say. It's someone else's problem. It's the system, and we can't change it. It's not fair for me to work at it if others won't do their share. It's God's work, not mine. From a source that is not a Christian source, from a Hopi Indian source, I find response to that last piece that it is God's work. This piece says, you have been telling the people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for the leader. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for. God is the one we've been waiting for, but God has empowered us to do the work. We're the ones to do it. We've been saved by God, empowered, inspired, transformed, and emboldened by God to be God's healers. We need to stop looking outside ourselves for the force that will change the world. This country and this faith tradition are gifts to the world. We are Gilead, and healing begins here. Jeremiah asks, is there no balm in Gilead? And here we are in the church, the place which is supposed to be about healing, about caring for neighbor and for God. Is there mercy and compassion, not just in this church, but in the greater church? If so, why isn't it seeping out, better yet, gushing out into our society? Why isn't it happening? Why isn't human culture here thriving? Why aren't persons and societies finding healing? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. Sad to say, self-interest and despair can blind us to the harm that is done to others by the things that we do or fail to do. Our insecurity pushes us to want more, even when we have enough. But if we want more and have to get more to feel safe, someone else probably lacks what they need. We are one of the most advanced cultures in the world. And yet people are hungry here. People are without shelter here.
Is there no balm in Gilead? Didn't we invent it?
Jeremiah is asking us if we can find the time and the energy and the selflessness to lament what is wrong with our world, and then to give up something to make it better, even for people we don't know and will never meet. The world seems so messed up to me. And I lament, and sometimes I would even say that I despair, especially when I see what we spend our time and our energy on. And we can find ways to justify our actions and our inaction. We can rationalize the things we have done and left undone. We can join in with the chorus of everyone else and say, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. But we have to do something. We are the modern-day people of Gilead, the people who tipped the fight to defeat fascism in World War II, the people who develop miracle cures, the people who create stunning technology, the people who first touched the moon. And yet the world seems to be continuing to spiral downward. That's just the way it is. So like Jeremiah, I lament. But if we live in a rich, powerful, educated country which largely claims to be Christian, shouldn't we be able to do something? Shouldn't the balm at least have the capacity to heal here in Gilead so that we can be strong and heal our nation and to begin to heal the violent and angry world? Why hasn't Gilead healed the world? Do we have the will to do it? Why are those of us in Gilead so very afflicted ourselves? Is there no balm in Gilead? We are saved by God, not just for ourselves, but to be empowered to be God's healers. We need to stop looking outside ourselves for something to change the world. The song does say, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change. But maybe if we have the will to find it and to use it, there is balm in Gilead. Remember